What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jill Ettinger with Sapphire Gallery and Annie Keffler with A Moment of Freedom. And Jill and Annie, welcome to our show.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi.
Yeah, hi and welcome. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I love the opportunity to highlight our organizations and businesses who are going out of their way to help different organizations. And we've got a big one coming up here, Trim the Tree through December 24th. And Annie, we'll just start with you. A Moment of Freedom. We know what you guys do, but maybe for those who don't, what is A Moment of Freedom and what's your guys' work?
So we work with individuals with special needs by offering equine assisted activities and adaptive riding.
Very short and simple, but that's exactly
pretty
what
much.
It is. But yes, and have been doing that for a few years now. And operating as a nonprofit, they rely on fundraisers. And a very unique one, Jill, that I believe you've come up with is this Trim the Tree. What is this fundraiser?
So we have a tree set up at Sapphire Gallery in downtown Jamestown. And individuals, people can come and make a donation that will go toward supporting A Moment of Freedom. And for each donation, a bulb or a decoration will be placed on the tree. And then the tree will be donated to a family in need at Christmas time. So donations can be made directly to honor and support A Moment of Freedom. Donations can be made in memory or in honor of someone. And so I just encourage people to come on down. We do have donation cards. And if people aren't able to come into the gallery, they can request a card to be sent to them by contacting me through our Sapphire Gallery Facebook page or giving me a call, or I can drop off donation cards as well.
And we'll get the phone number and everything here in a sec. But Jill, tell us, why A Moment of Freedom? Where does that come from? Do you have a connection with them, or what was the decision there?
I do. I have volunteered a couple different seasons with their classes, and it's such a great experience when you see the confidence that is built in the individuals that come to the classes, when you see the happiness, and you know, they all express joy in different ways, and to see that joy and just to see them light up and to see the fun that they have, and it truly is freedom that they have. You know, they all have different abilities, and those abilities are utilized while they're riding, and communication and balance and all the benefits of being on horseback. It's just such a great thing. And my heart really, when I am there and working with the kids, you know, it's just a life-changing thing. It's so special.
And a fundraiser like this is going to help A Moment of Freedom. We have Jill Ettinger and Annie Keffler here on Let's Talk About It. Jill, I do like the different levels here too. And anybody can donate anything to this fundraiser, but I see you've set up these different levels as well, from white to gold. Kind of explain
right.
that for us.
Right. So it's just, you know, different colors, different levels of donations will put a different color ornament on the tree.
Okay.
And any amount helps, truly any amount, $5, $10, $100, any amount helps to just support this organization and help them build for the future.
And I love the fact that once it's all decorated and decked out, it's going to go to some family in need. How does that work out? Do they have to come in and sign up for that as well? Or does it go among those who have donated to the tree?
We'll find a family. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to happen yet. I know that there are a lot of families in need. So I just feel like, you know, we're going to find out through some means who that family is.
It's going to fall into place.
It will.
That's usually how that works, right?
Right?
But I love the twofold with this. Again, decorating a tree, helping A Moment of Freedom, and then that tree going to a family, and knowing just what went into putting that tree together is going to be amazing. So Annie, let's go over to you really quick again. If people want to learn more about A Moment of Freedom, what are some ways they can do that? And then we'll talk to Jill about how we can donate to this.
Yes, you can get a hold of me at 320-3543. You can email us at amomentoffreedom@outlook.com. You can also find us on Facebook.
And that is A Moment of Freedom. And Jill, how do we donate, and where are you guys at, and where can we get more information?
Sapphire Gallery is located downtown on First Street West between Babs and Simply Dwell Boutique, down Gun and Reels, right in that neighborhood as well, and Devani's. And also we are on Facebook at Sapphire Gallery Jamestown. Our email address is sapphiregallerijamestown@gmail.com. or my phone number is 701-302-0234.
034. Excellent. Annie or Jill, anything else you would like to add before we're done?
I would just like to say that it's always just exciting to have our volunteers connect with the program, and they get so emotionally attached to it and connected to it. And I always say that this isn't something that you can talk about. You have to experience. So it's always just amazing when our volunteers make that connection by coming out and volunteering. And I just want to throw out there too, we've had some exciting changes with the Moment of Freedom. With our secretary on our board, we were able to obtain a new Bobcat side-by-side, which was put to immediate use. We will be using that for arena work, pasture work. We were hauling grain with it. We were taking items out of our tax storage unit that we don't want in there in the winter time. Used it immediately. We had a four-wheeler personal that hardly ever worked if we were lucky, if we were able to get it started. So that was a really exciting addition to a Moment of Freedom. And we worked with Grant through Central Sales to obtain that. We also added to our Moment of Freedom family. We had a wonderful veterinarian in Valley City who donated her 18-year-old Morgan horse, whose name is Rebel. He has an interesting history. He was used for showmanship, but he was also a cart horse for the Amish. We took him through the rigmaroles with the wheelchair ramp and the platform, had no issues being in that tight, confined space, which we kind of figured he wouldn't being a cart horse. We ran him through some obstacle course items as well, and he's just a very gentle, kind addition to a Moment of Freedom. And all of our horses are. They're pretty special to us. It sure takes a special horse to offer their services like this.
And I know a Moment of Freedom would always take more volunteers and more help being a nonprofit. And again, this fundraiser through Sapphire Gallery is going to definitely help out, hopefully. So Annie and Jill, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Warren.